Yesterday we were dealing with the site of the Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua that gives us a little bit of a hezber in Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan. But now we have to focus today on what the Gemara introduced, which is the Machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yosi. Dr. Gemara. Ra pas v'omer kama noa pas zu baruch hamokam shebara yotza. Ra teina v'omer kama noa teina zu. Again, it's a shayla of the girsa. Baruch hamokam shebara yotza. Divrei Meir. So Meir holds you can make this new bracha. Rabbi Yosi amar kol mishanim ebeish dov chacham v'brachas lo yotza. Frak the Gemara, the second to last of the skinny lines. Sorry. The gimel of the Rambam. V'amar Baruch Mari Dehai Pita. Amar Rav Yotza. V'amar Rav. Kol Bracha Sheim Bo Askaras Hashem Eino Bracha. The Amar Baruch Rachmona. No. He was Maskar Hashem Shemayim. He just referred to him as by saying Rachmona. V'abiyin and Shalosh Brachas. My yotze to come arav, na mi yotze yedei bracha rishayna. Chavra, I just wanted to check the story with Rav Shechter. So I said, Rebbe, is it true you told me once that there was a guy who came into your house and just got up from the suda and said he wanted to, he demonstrated that he knew a gemara in brachas, and he says, baruch rachmana dahai pita, and he walked out? So he started laughing. He said, "Yeah, it's, I told you this." So he said, "Sounds like, but he was the Gemara says he's yotze bracha rishayna. He still has the bench." So he's like, "Yeah." So it happened. It happened. Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says you need shalosh. You were yotze the first bracha. Now, the question the rishayna discussed, I didn't put it in the Maamar Kaimis. Do you need also a bracha b'chasima? Is enough to have? Sounds like in the Gemara, just enough to say that in your yotze hazana sakol. That's the pashup shot.
Bracha rishona of benching.
Yeah. Rashi says, "Birkas hazon." So Rabbi Yisai, we need to really analyze this. So the Gemara asks, "Maika mashmalon?" Of course, your yotze. So the Gemara, "Alva gav da amar beloshen chol," even though you said it in another language, your yotze. Frak the Gemara, "Kashe tanine." What do you mean? We already have a Mishnah teaching us this. Where's the Mishnah? Soit the lamed beis. Ve'elu ne'mar in bechol loshon. No, chevra. Soit the lamed beis b'saras hashas. Parsha soit vidre meiser kriyash matfila birkas amozen. A Mishnah tells you what? That in all of these dinim, you could be yotze b'chol loshon, so why do I need what? A chiddush of Baruch Rachmona Dai Pita to tell me that what I could be yotze. So the Gemara, you're right. No, if all I would have had was the Mishnah in Soita that says I could say Birkas Hamazon B'Shar L'Shoynes, that means I could translate each word of the bencher, the birkon, and I could parallel it with my language. But that doesn't mean that, Aiden, you can orchestrate your own brachas and now start sounding like a cracker jack. Baruch Rachmana Dahai Pita, that you want to demonstrate that you know a Gemara in brachas and you can make your new tzuras of brachas. You're not translating the brachas anymore. Maybe you would think since you're just getting the right subject matter within your language, maybe that wouldn't work. You can't make new brachas. Kamash Malon. Mashbalon, our mission that it both work. Good? So Rabbi Yisai, the first kasha that I want to address, Rabbi Yisai, which is not only relevant to our sugya of Birkas Hamazon, but really relevant and really has ramifications, overarching ramifications in many different areas, is the kasha of Tosfos and Saita. If Elo Ne'amar B'chol Lashon, Rabbi Yisai, so why is it that the Mishnah specifically delineates some and doesn't delineate all? Frek Tosfos, Tema, my shir hal v'kiddush al Shabbos, u'birkas peiros, u'birkas ha-mitzvahs, all the brachas. Why isn't that also included in the Mishnah of Elo Ne'amar B'chol Lashon? U'birkas ha-peiros, u'birkas ha-mitzvahs. So what are you going to tell me? And don't tell me that the Mishnah only wanted to say the Chiddush that what? Biblical mitzvahs can be said, not that the halach is only true by biblical mitzvahs, but that the Mishnah was only listing what? The biblical mitzvahs. Why? What's the problem with that? Because one of the mitzvahs, a few of the mitzvahs over here that were said were rabbinic mitzvahs. Tefillah is a rabbinic mitzvah, and Kriya Shema is a machlekes Amoraim, Tanoim, Rishonim, and Poiskim. You name it, you'll find the Shita. That's the sugya you could be safe in. Shema is the Raisa, Vayim Shema is the Raisa, all three is the Raisa, you name it, Ayin Shagasari. Right? That's which parsha is the Raisa? It's machlekes in the Gemara. Ad Kedei. Lemais.
According to one, there is some world there is some aspect of Shema which is derisive.
Yeah, but there are shittas that hold it to all the Rabbanim.
All of it? Like yeah. You don't have any chiyuv
yeah.
to say Shema?
Yeah. Yeah. Shmuel, maybe? I think there's a shita in the Gemara of Brachos, yeah. Void! And also what? Anyone here learn Brachos Daf Chaf Mabez? Everybody here learns brachas daf chaf and beis. Even Rav Konigsberg Shir was asking me today about brachas daf chaf and beis. Right? About his chinuch ala av or ala ben. Right? And the Gemara says black and white there, kiddush d'oraisa. No one holds kiddush as d'rabbanan chevra. Even Noshim Archayev was in kiddush, right? And that's listed. And that's not listed in the Mishnah. So your d'oraisa d'rabbanan chilik is not going to fly. That's not going to work. That's not going to be the hezber of what was listed, what was not. So what's the hezber? V'chanami mashma b'reish merit m'seches nazir. What else is mashma b'reish m'seches nazir b'isai? Let's see. This is a trivia question. Potter for the b'china if you get this right. What? Now you're listening.
You can say it in any language.
I take it back. I don't want you to potter for the b'china. What's mashma and nazir? I'm not up to the question yet. The kiddush is d'oraisa. What's machlokes rishonim there in Nazir? Rashi and Tosfos chevra is the yayin d'oraisa. Is there a problem with a nazir drinking? Is there a problem with a nazir for kiddush because he can't drink wine on a biblical level? That's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Nazir. Marmok manilucha. Good. So, but Taisus wants that all. Lamaisa, you left out Kiddush, and Kiddush is the Araisa. So, what's the Hezber? Back to our original Kasha. Ikla Memer Lahochishir. This is why it left off some mitzvahs. The Tana Perak Beis the Megillah. Woo! Megillah! Haloy Shishama Ashur is Yatza. Because it said in other places. Elahani amai shir. So why all these other mitzvahs did it leave out without telling us? V'nira dehani ne'amarim b'chol lashon afilu einu shoymea hilkach lo dami lahani demasiz ne'amarim dafka b'lashonim. What's the Taras of Taisus? There's shar lashonim could be understood in two ways. There's certain mitzvahs that you could say it in an alternate language. But what, Rabbi Isai? You better understand that language. If you say Baruch Rachmana Daipita and you never learn Maseches Brachos, and you don't actually understand Aramaic, so what? Are you Yotze?
No.
Because the Mishnah said, Birkas Hamazon. And in the Mishnah, Shaar Lashonos was assuming you're Maven as Halashon. But what? When it comes to other mitzvahs that weren't listed in the beginning of the Mishnah and Saita, not in the beginning of the Mishnah and Saita, Allah Mevezim and Aleph and Saita, that's where it works even if no one even understands Shaar Lashonos. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Vaisai, that's a big nafka mina. Let's say a person does not understand Kiddush this Friday night before Purim. You had a big Suda, right? You go to Penn for Shabbos. Go to Maryland for Shabbos, right? You want to be motzi everyone in Kiddush. You lift the copes, and a guy says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Is he Yotze? What? What? Beautiful. So you're three steps ahead of me. So from this Taisus, I would have said what? Kiddush is not listed in the Mishnah. So therefore what? No problem. And even if I would have said it in another language, and he didn't understand that language, I said the Kiddush in Russian, from this Taisus, I would have said, Halacha is Yitzhak. You don't need Dafka Halacha Shana Kiddush. Comes along Ian, and Ian says, it could be, even without this Tosfos, I could be Yotze as long as I say B'Lashon HaKodesh, because the Bir Halacha tells us that Lashon HaKodesh is different. Lashon HaKodesh, even if a person doesn't understand, right, you could be Yotze by all mitzvahs. Why should that be? What should the Hesber be, Rabbi Yisai? So this is something very Yisodistic, very fundamental. What? Oh. So there are certain Rishonim. First of all, there's a major machlokes Rishonim. I'm not getting into the sugya right now. Major machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban. This could come up in some of your Bible classes. Ask your Bible teachers, professors. Anyone here take Bible? Oh, is that still a thing? Used to be a requirement, no? It still is. How's it? That, whatever. That was my, like, most... part of Kevre. No, because it had so much potential. Could have been so bishmak. So there is a machlokes Rishonim what the milo of Lashon HaKodesh is. Some Rishonim hold Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh, right? Ramban has an arichus about this in a few places, Allah clear. So, what the Bir Halacha alludes to, which many Rishonim explain, is that it's not just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with it, and it's the original language, but it's an absolute language. What does it mean it's an absolute language? It means, Jonah, we can have a conversation, and I'm going to try to use verbiage and use certain language and certain words to try to explain something to thee. But I can't pinpoint the exact interpretation of what the item is. Masha Enkin says that's because what we're trying to do is we're trying to describe things through a language that's accepted by society. And we're trying to use the best verbiage to describe these things. But are you actually talking about the essence of the matter? No. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu created with Lashon HaKodesh is he gave us a Lashon that speaks to the Chefza and the inherent value of the item. And even if I don't understand it, but I'm still grasping and connecting to the essence of the entity. And it's not because of my Havana that now I relate to the matter, which would be societal. That's the difference between Shar L'Shoynes and Lashon HaKodesh. It's a Lashon B'fnei Atzmo. It's not a Lashon because George Washington or because some guy with long hair with a long coat that rides a horse decided it to be a language. Because that could be arbitrary and that could cease to exist. Now that's assuming that Lashon HaKodesh has this Maya. Not everyone agrees to this. That Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to be made. Bir Halacha has a Prima Gadon that was Mesupuk about this. But if you hold like that side of the Bir Halacha, that's why the safest language for a person to practice mitzvahs is always Lashon HaKodesh. Because now it doesn't matter if you understand or not. We'll get back to Kiddush in a second. But what happens if you use another language, like our Gemara? You're translating, and not only you're translating, the Gemara is saying a Kiddush that you could even change the configuration of the bracha, you're not even translating every word of the bracha that Chazal instituted. Are there any limitations to saying it in any other language? So number one, depending on the mitzvah, right? Tosfos thinks you either do have to understand it or you don't have to understand it. The Bir Halacha quotes Rishayim that he thinks that that's not true. We do not accept this Tosfos LaHalacha. If you're in the realm of Shar L'Shoynes or Baisai, and you're outside of Lashon HaKodesh, what does the Bir Halacha paskin? You have to be maven. You have to understand the Shar L'Shoynes. And that can't be the explanation, even though Tosfos is trying to understand why certain mitzvahs are said and certain mitzvahs not are said. Says the Bir Halacha, you can't rely on Tosfos because by definition, if you're hanging your hat on Shar L'Shoynes, so what that means is you understand the subject matter. Because you're coming and relating to this mitzvah through what? Through Havanos HaLashon. You're outside of that independent reality and significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with Lashon HaKodesh. So by definition, says the Bir Halacha, there's no split. If you want to rely on Shar L'Shoynes, and we pass the halacha like this, you have to be maven as halacha. And it has to be a lashon that you can relate to. Because otherwise, how am I connecting to this mitzvah? I don't have Lashon HaKodesh, and I don't even have Shar L'Shoynes, because I don't speak that language. How are you going to explain a Mishnah in Saita? Good kasha. We'll work on it. I don't know. Whatever it is, we'll figure out some other reason why the Mishnah chose the one and not the other. But you're arguing with the fundamental reality of what Shar L'Shoynes means and how Shar L'Shoynes work. It's through the Havanas HaInyan that you can connect to it. Yeah, Sam.
Does this also have to do with if you're like spacing out when you say the bracha? Because you're not really like paying attention to what you're saying. So in theory, you don't like, if
no,
I ask you.
No, because saying, you're saying Lashon HaKodesh.
So as long as you understand.
That's just Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavana, right? Or Mitzvah Zayin Tzuchus Kavana. That's a separate sugya. Yeah.
Would it matter, like, let's say I know how to say that bracha in that language, but I don't actually speak the language. Like would that, like, you know, I'm not actually made in the language itself, but I could be made in how to say the bracha.
So you want to know if I have to be fluent in the language.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If you happen to
learn Tochus Brachas in Africa, you're okay. You're weird, but you're okay. Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, what if you know other words in the language and not the words in the bracha?
No, you don't have Avon? No, you're not good. That's the opposite of what he's saying. Right. But Rabbi said the Bir Halacha doesn't stop there. The Bir Halacha says another Chiddush in terms of our sugya of saying brachos and mitzvahs b'shar l'shoynes. Comes along the Bir Halacha and he says, anyone here learn Kiddushin? Mar in Kiddushin Daf Zayin says, if you say to a woman, Hareyat Harufasi in Yehuda, your Mekudeshin. Comes along the Ritzvah and says, why in Yehuda are you Mekudeshes? Because the Gemara says, sorry, let's before the Ritzvah, because the Gemara says, in Yehuda they refer to a woman as a Harufa. Okay? Then have to go to therapy afterwards. Okay? Good? Comes along to the problem. What does the Gemara mean? Means it's not sufficient, Jacob, for you to understand what Harufa means, or for me to understand what Harufa means, and for us to get married and elope in Las Vegas somewhere. Right? By Kiddushin, right? I'm marrying you, you're marrying me, we're connected to one another, we're building this obligatory relationship towards one another. We understand what's involved. Who cares? Who cares where we are? Just ask the one question. Did the woman understand and did the man understand? Yet that's not what the Gemara in Kiddushin said. What did the Gemara say? You're only Mekudeshes where? In Yehuda. Why? What happens if I speak the language of African and I go to Las Vegas? What happens if I speak Venezuelan and I go to Spain? What happens if I speak French and I fly to Madagascar? Watching that one. The guy knows, the girl knows, we're good to go. Shema. No? No one elopes anymore? It's not a thing? No? You need a $6 million wedding? Chevra, what's going on over here? Everyone hear the kasha? Why is the Gemara saying it only works for Yehuda? Zok the heilige ritva. And the Bi'alacha brings it down to Alacha. It must be, even though the Mishnah never said it, Eil Dvar Maner Amar Chol Lashon, a Lashon only works in an area that what? That people speak that language. It's not just about what? You and the Kala. It's about that people will understand in that area. It has to be a Lashon of the area that you're speaking. That's a big chiddush. I asked Rav Shechter based on this Bir Halacha, if this is the case, Rabbi Yisai, anyone ever hear of like a Russian minion? That they daven in Russian? But I don't speak Russian. We're in America. Actually, we used to be in America. Well, hopefully we'll fix that in the next election. Chevra, we're in America now. We speak English here. Right? If we speak English, so then how could you daven in this other lashon? That's not a lashon in Yehuda. Shachar told me he thinks I'm right. He said that, apparently, I didn't know this, Rav Huttner was against this psak in the Mishnah Berurah. He said he flew to Radin to argue with the Mishnah Berurah on this psak. I don't know, check this out. That's what Rav Shechter said. That Rav Huttner thought that you should be able to be yoytze with Shar L'Shoynes in as long as you understand the Lashon, like the first psak of the Mishnah Berurah, even if other people in the area and in that locale, it's not considered a lashon. What do you do with the Gemara in Kiddushin? Rav Shech told me Rav Huttner was maskim that the Ritva says it and they're rishonim like that. He just didn't think we should paskim like that.
Lashon HaKodesh is an exception?
What?
Lashon HaKodesh is an exception?
No, it's not Lashon HaKodesh.
I'm saying that's an exception to this rule.
Yeah, yeah, everyone holds like that, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, what would you do with that Gemara? So first of all, it's not clear that you have arrived from that Gemara. What did Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai? A man who marries a woman in the area of Yehuda and he calls her Harufasi, he's Mekudeshes, because in Yehuda they refer to Harufasis as women, as wives.
He knew
that? What?
The
man knew that and the woman knew that.
So
the Ritva says, so why do you need Yehuda? Why can't they go to Las Vegas? Why do you need it to be in Yehuda? So Zetman Fundaz, Dr. Ritva, must be that a language only has a shame language as long as that's what's spoken in that area. So the Mela, I'm saying, according to that Psak, you accept that Ritva, like the Bir Halacha does, so the Russian minion is not Yoytze.
It's only one word.
What?
You could just say it's only one word, it's not a natural language.
One word applies to a language. It's part of a language.
Is this not my
word? Oh, very good. Well, what's the Raya? Mechtes is Ritva saying this whole big Yisoid, Lagabi languages, and Gemara's in Soita, and Gemara Brachas on Daf Mem Amud Beis, that there's a new definition called the language at the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadish. Maybe you had a technical problem over there. You know what your problem is? You can go out with a girl tonight and say Hareya Mekudeshesli, and guess what? I wouldn't do this. But you guys all get engaged in front of friends with video cameras. You clearly don't care about getting married to a woman.
I think it's the craziest thing in the world. Don't have any private moments with each other. Do not bring any friends to your engagement. If this engagement, chas v'shalom, breaks off, she needs a get. She can't marry a kohen. You idiot.
Even if you didn't say Arabic.
I meant that. Don't do that. Okay?
Even if you didn't say Arabic, you actually leave.
No, you say, will you marry me? Eilat vor manemor mecholoshin. You can't say, will you marry me? And you want to say under the chuppah, will you marry me with this ring? Like the knowledge of Moshe and his rabbis, you're fully married. Don't do it, because they're gonna come after me. But just but
you want to say that
you know, I had a Rebbe in Karmbiyam, the Reb Blachman. You guys heard of Reb Blachman, no? It's Reb Blachman. When we were learning the sugyas in Kedushin, the first parak of Kedushin. Anyone here for Kedushin? China? So the I think Taka was here for Kedushin. So all the sugyas in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin are all about like guys who leave words out and say things differently, all these different Lashonos. I remember Reb Blachman is a Shemak. He's just like, I'll give one of you guys $500 to just do this on the chuppah. Like, come on, make life exciting. Give me chiyus. Bring this to get to life. Call her a charufasi. Chevra. Chevra.
She's the chuppah.
Yeah. Chevra. The Edom have to know. You need Edom over here. You need witnesses. Kiddushin is only chal if they're Edom. Chol mekadosh b'li Edom is Edom mekudeshes. So Memela, the Gemara says, B'Yehuda, where we know that the Edom will understand what's going on. So Memela, that's what it was talking about. It wasn't saying Aloch in Loshen. It wasn't saying what's defined in a Loshen, what's not defined in a Loshen. So Memela, it could be that even if I say of the Bracha in African or in Russian, in the middle of America, in the middle of Fairlawn, that who says that that doesn't work? Who says that that doesn't work?
Is it also not Makom Shnagel? Like, is this above that? Where you have to do things where you are?
Why?
Like, what's this Lashem Shah?
I'm doing the mitzvah. I just wanted to say it in a language that I understand or that I'm connected to. And the Mishnah says that you're allowed to. Why not?
But then what would you be learning from the story that's kind of different from...
What story?
From this, like in Yehuda. Like, is it just...
Yeah, in a Hanami. It's Lav Dafka Yehuda. Right. It's just that it makes sense because... And Yehuda, you can rest assured that that the Edom understand, because that's the way they speak. Yeah. Taka, what do we paskin legave fila? Guy wants to be mechazik in kavona. He has struggles with the Hebrew language. So what do we paskin chevra? So the mechaber says like this in kuf aleph siv dalet. So geshmak chevra. Yachol ispal bechol lashon sheyirtze. A person technically could daven in any language that he wants. Again, you have to know that other bir halacha in Samach Beis. Like, wait, even African, even Russian? No, but Shar L'Shaynus, that is spoken. Let's talk about English here, right?
What about Spanish?
Ani b'libet Sibor? I don't think so.
In the Heights, like,
oh, here.
Yeah, what's
Abba B'yachal, right. What about Biden? I hear. Abba B'yachal le'yispal el l'blash na'koydesh. Good. So Zakta Mishra Brura like this. The best is always to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Ayin Simin Samach Beis, Mishra Brura Sham, what I explained, the Maila of Lashon HaKodesh, like we explained. V'ayim Pshuvus Sam Soifar Arachayim Simin Pei Dalet. He doesn't think that this should happen permanently. Once in a while. To always have a minion that's in this other language, that's going to lead to the loss of Lashon HaKodesh. You cannot have that b'derech kavua. Why would it be an iser to do that? Because it's going to lead to diminishing the Shmona Esrei and the brachos themselves. Mr. Brewer writes also, there are many different words that our translation are not exact. So therefore, you might lose those mentionings, that's the downside of not speaking Lashon HaKodesh. U'k'shem sh'rotzim la'shkiach zichron Yerushalayim, kein rotzim la'shkiach Lashon HaKodesh b'Yisrael, pen yigalu b'schush shalosh shinu es l'shanem HaKodesh Baruch Hu yishvorenu mideyas hapikortzis ke'elu. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be sure to say l'shakonish HaKodesh, and Mishabura gives a bracha, like, and we're going to be zeichet to ge'ula shalosh shinu es l'shanem. But then in the Bir Halacha, he says like this, Yachol espala b'chol lashon, because of Magen Avram, and those that daven in other languages, even with Derech HaKrai, b'shem Sefer HaChidism, the mutl espala b'lashon sh'meivin imenu meivin lashon HaKodesh, umuch b'sefer HaChidim simin tofkuk peches, d'haynu dafka, it's only by an individual, a muyarish shamayim v'ritzonu b'zehu rakadei yishpala b'kavona. Alvom ein b'chi agavna yispala b'lashon HaKodesh. But if you're not such a yarish shamayim, and you're not really trying to make sure that your kavana is going to be worked upon, even for then you should daven b'lafka lashon HaKodesh. Hu alashon shehakodesh baruch hu medaber im neviv k'mo shekosav haramban parshat tisisa. Chazal amr b'lashon HaKodesh nivra ha'olam k'dirsiv lezos yikari ish k'mi ish l'kachazos. V'gam k'shetiknu k'tes ha'gadeles ha'nusach ha'tvila ha'yum me'ev ha'esrim z'kenu me'em k'ama neviyim. So much chashivas to lashon HaKodesh, which is why our practice, Rabbi Yisai, is to always daven in lashon HaKodesh. But technically, are you yoytze? V'heima nimnu kol bracha b'tevo seh b'tzei refoh seh seh. There was so much kavana given to every os of our brachas b'lashon HaKodesh. And when we say the language of the kavanos of the Knesset Agdela, af she'enon yod l'chavin, even if we don't have the kavana, mikomakom also l'an t'filaseinu k'hoigin ki'atevis ba'atzman poilin du'sholam ala ma'she'enkin misbalan b'las. So that, for that reason, and also what the Bir Halacha says in Samach Beis, even though technically there is what to rely on, and it is correct that you can, that you technically can daven b'shar l'shoynis, but it's definitely safer for a person to daven b'lashon HaKodesh. For all of those reasons. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what we didn't speak about yet is this is a person saying the tefillah himself. Is there any difference between this, going back to the example that I gave by Kiddush, and being motzi other people? So Rabbi Yisai, I didn't put this on the Maror Mekoymes, but I want you to take a look. There is a Rabbeinu Yoina in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in the Daf Arith in Brachos that discusses the halacha about a person being moitzi, the Gemara in Brachos being moitzi a boor in what mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai? Who learned the seventh parak here? Birkas Hamazon in bench. So the Rishonim there discuss, does the boor have to understand in order to be yoytze through Shomea Ka'oina? What's necessary for Shomea Ka'oina? Is Shomea Ka'oina, when you're moitzi another person, is enough just to hear the words? And do we say, and if it's in Lashon HaKodesh, so even if you don't understand, you're yoytze? Or perhaps everything that we've been suggesting and saying is all when I'm saying it myself. I can latch on to Lashon HaKodesh if I don't understand. I have the mile of Lashon HaKodesh if I enunciated the words. But to activate me being moitzi someone else through Shamea Ka'ine, and now I'm applying a Gemara in Brachas that says what? The boor doesn't even bench, and I'm moitzi him in benching. So do you have to understand it, Rabbi Yisai? However, when I make Kiddush Friday night, and everything I'm saying is a din d'oraisa, you should have kavana when you're being yoitzi the mitzvah of Kiddush, Rabbi Yisai, that's tantamount to eating matzah on Leila Seder. We just don't have the same excitement because it's not once a year. But you're being yoytze a biblical commandment, a mitzvah esei d'oraisa. Okay, I'm not talking about people who go to shul. You're so fun. I didn't go to shul. Mitzvah esei d'oraisa. Right? And also, minchas chinuch tainas that I didn't have yayin, so maybe the Magen Avraham is not right. Not so pashut. You're lomdish tainas. Okay, I could argue it's the right system, right? What? No, he's saying al tzayichul. The Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham's tainah. Ooh. Clever. Good. That zikr, not everyone holds that Reb Kiv Eiger. Right? But now I want to say Bashar, I want to say it, what? I want to say Kiddush. But my wife doesn't understand every word. So do we say, what do you mean, Rabbi? That's Lashon HaKodesh. You don't need to understand Lashon HaKodesh according to the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, that's when I say the Kiddush. What about to activate Shemei HaKohanim? What about to activate Shemei HaKohanim?
Shouldn't it be more Chomer if you're making it?
No. I said it. But now he wants to latch onto this word. There's now a new mechanism called Shemei HaKohanim. Does that mean that what? That he has the same halachas as I said it? Or do you say Shemei HaKohanim means no? Because of your Shmia, which is also Havana, what? That's the way you latch on. Name of a raya, Rabbi Yisai. Name of a raya. No, much more than much. Here you have to understand the parish amilim.
It's Havana.
However, what is the Gemara say in Megillah? What place is quote from the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Zayin and Daf Yud Ches? Mishnah is on Yud Zayin and the Gemara is Daf Yud Ches. Huh? That you could that the Gemara. What's the Gemara says? Halloazi. Sheshama be'ashuris, a person who is what? An immigrant. He only speaks all Spanish. He runs a bodega. And what? And what? And what? And he hears Lashon HaKodesh, Halacha, Yotza. So Rabbi, what are you wasting our time? The Farish Mishnah Megillah. Please take a look at the Rabbi Yonah. Take a look at the Rabbi Yonah that we're going to learn on Tainus Esther. Not so posh. Let's leave that off right now, everybody. Let's leave that off. Let's go back. So we were Yotze, Shar L'Shoynes. We learned all the parameters of where we have to be, of how we have to say it, of how generic the bracha could be. It doesn't even have to be a literal translation. Zok the Gemara in brachas, it could be the Inyan, Baruch Rachmana Da'ai Pita. But Rabbi Sai, the Gemara says you're missing something. What are you missing, Chevra? The Gemara says you're missing what? No, the Gemara never said that. You said that. Did the Gemara say that? The Gemara was bothered what? That you're missing what? Melech Ha'olam. Melech Ha'olam. We're all going to be maskir on Purim, as the Maharal says that the Poshet Pshat in HaMelech in the Mikra is not Ahasuerus. However, you hear the Maharal. What does the Pasuk say? Hamelech Achashverosh. Who Achashverosh? Why do I have to say who Achashverosh? I know what I'm talking about. No, because I said Hamelech. Hamelech really means the Melech Malchei Amlochim. Oh, and now I'm going back to Achashverosh. And by the way, says the Maharal, who Achashverosh that is a Rosh Mitchila Atzov? No, he's not. At the end of the Megillah, Achashverosh is a good guy. He's on our team, right? Achashverosh allowed us eventually, what? Baruch Hashem, we've been in Beis HaMikdash through Esther, Amalka, and Kairish. And why is it a Russian Mitzchil about slave? Any of Pshat in that Gemara Megillah? What's Pshat in that Gemara Megillah? You see, you learned that in Gemara with your first boys. What about your first girls? Hebra! Who Achashverosh me Russia Mitzchil about slave? What's Pshat in that Gemara? Isn't Achashverosh a good guy at the end of the story? Yeah, so what? So aren't you bothered by that Gemara? Good gazah. That's the Maharal says.
What's the
mas? Achashverosh is not a good guy. Achashverosh is that same Rosh at the beginning of the story. You know who's good? Melech. Who Achashverosh me Rosh at Chilos? Rosh me Chilav at Soy. Elamai. Hamelech! That's the way we need to read the Megillah this year, Rabbi Isaac.
Everything that's transpiring, that's happening, is all from the Melech Malchei Amlochim. That's Pshuta Shel Mikra. That's the Kavona, not the Shor L'Shoynes. You need to be made Venus on the Gila. Hakar Elim Afreya Lo Yotza.
What am I talking about here?
Oh, so the Gemara says, Melech! Where's the Melech? Zok the Gemara. It's a riot to who? It's a riot to who? To Rav. Right? Rav says...
Oh, the shame? Did I mess up the Gemara? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So the Gemara... I was wrong. The Gemara does mention shame. No, but the Gemara never asked shame. Sorry. No, back. Yeah.
So riot to Rav. The right, the rather, you don't need melech. As long as you have Shem Shemayim and a bracha, you're Yotze. Who is it not like? Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says what? You need melech. So everybody said, just push up shot, stop right there. So how does Rav Yochanan read the Gemara? Baruch Rachman Adai Pito. Where is melech? Chevret, by the way, Chevret, this Gemara is Lamaisa. You've ever heard a person who says Baruch Adai Shem Shekol Nivro? No, I've done it. People say brachas quickly. They forget to say it. Elokeinu Melech Olam. It happens. And there are certain brachas that don't have Elokeinu Melech Olam ayin tosfos. You have to figure out why it's not said like there if you pass like Rabbi Yochanan. If you pass like Rav and Hanan, it's my place to return him how to pass it. That's how halacha lemaisa. These brachas are good. We pass him kol brach shein b'melech like Rabbi Yochanan is no good. Why? Brachas men memvis. So Taka, did anyone like think back? Like, so okay. So how does Rav Yochanan explain the story of Baruch Rachman Adai Pito?
Yeah, it's enough.
Huh? You have to change the girsa. You have to add the melech. You have to say that. Baruch Rachmana. Baruch Rachmana de what's lashon shalom? Malka Adai Pito. Oh, that's what you have to say. For Rabbi Say. Rabbi Sai! But Rav himself subscribes that you have to be Masker Shem Shemayim. So why didn't the Gemara ask where the Shem Shemayim is? So now, what?
Rahman is not the Shem?
So the Gemara, Rav Kol Baruch Shem B'Yizkor Shem in a bracha. I'm sorry, the Gemara does ask Kasha. So the Gemara answers the Amar Baruch Rachman Amari Dahai Pito. The Gemara adds in Rachman. Rabbi Isai, the Kasha is, if I say Rachman or Rachman or Rachman, was I just Maskir Shem Shemayim? The Pashas is Kol Baruch Shem B'Yizkor Shem Shemayim. Rav's din is what? It's to say Shem Hashem that we're makbid, that we have Yir Shemayim. We have the Gemara in Tmura says you can't just be Masker Shem Shemayim, right? Everyone remember, just bring back memories to the Chayodom and the Magen Avraham. You violate Doraisas by saying Shem Shemayim Levatola. Is there a problem for me to say Rachmana? What? Isn't there a song with Rachmana? What? There's no problem. So Rabbi Isai, came along a few gedolim, namely the Pnei Yeshua and Daf Yud Beis, in that sugya of Pasuk B'Dechamra, but also quoted by Rav Moshe in the Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Reish Beis, I believe, that said the following chiddush. We learned that if you have Safik brachas lahakel. Don't make a new bracha. Might be a Safik deraisa, according to the Rambam, to make a new bracha, leisisa. But came along a few gedolim, and they said, wait a second. If the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis tells us that, what, brachas are nemeres b'chol lashon, and the Gemara even entertained to say, what, you could use a shame shamayim that is not one of the shamas that ainim nimchakim.
It's not a name that I can't just enunciate or that I can't that I can't erase. It's referring to Hashem. So why don't I just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro, without saying Ado. It's Nemar Bechol Loshon. So they pass him like that. In a situation where you're Mesupuk, if you want to say B'Shar L'Shainis, you're Yotze. So comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and he says that that's not true. And Reb Kiva Eger argues vehemently with this psak. And the background of this Reb Kiva Eger is a shach. The shach says the following psak, which Reb Moshe points out the Chavis Yar disagrees with. But the shach paskins, if someone writes God on this board, you're allowed to erase it. And this was a discussion in the Paiskim of whether or not you're allowed to bring a dollar bill into the bathroom. Because it says, in God we trust. Okay? So according to the Shach, it's mutter. And it's mutter to erase that name. But Zokter Kivei, so first of all, Rav Moshe says not everyone agrees to the Shach.
Not the same as bringing into the bathroom.
What?
Not the same as bringing into the bathroom. That's erasing.
Rav Moshe is well, I'm saying, if you hold it, you could erase it. So then Koshkin, you could bring it into a bathroom, yeah. It's not the same, but I wouldn't know that I could erase something. But it's just saying that there's no value, there's no kedusha to this name, even though it's in brachos. I'm saying b'shar lashonos, I could be yotze. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and Reb Kiva Eger argues, even if you accept the yisod of the shach, Dr. Kiva Eger, what's the source of hilchos brachos that if you make a brachol vatol, you're over an iser? Rabbi Yisai, what does the Rambam tell us? Lo sisa. What's the din of lo sisa? A person taking a what? A shvuas shav. A shvuah in vain. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and Reb Kiva Eger says, you could take a shvuah with a name that you're allowed to mention on your own and just say Hashem, Hashem. But now when you're saying it in the context and in the line of a shvuah, then the Rambam says, even though it's min hakinuyim shenemchokim, min hashemes shenemchokim, and it's erasable names, since I said it within the statement of a shvuah, now it creates an issur d'oraisa called a shvuah. I referred to Hashem in the context of a shvuah. So memela, Dr. Kiva Eger, if that's the case, the same will be true if I referred to Hashem, even though I said it without a shame of Kedusha, in the context of a bracha, even though it's shemas hanim chakim, and even though it's shemas that the Shach himself would say you could erase, but once you put it into that line of a bracha, now that has that da'oraisa, according to the Rambam, that says lo sisa by a bracha levatola, and now you violated this da'oraisa. Even though intuitively you would think, no, as long if a bracha requires Shem Shemayim, and the Shem Shemayim itself can be mentioned, and the Shem Shemayim doesn't have Kedusha, and I am allowed to erase the Shem Shemayim, so then what? There should be no validity to this bracha, but the Rambam clearly says not like that. The Rambam says the context and the statement that you made, legabe shvuah, and whatever the din is, legabe shvuah, is the iser legabe bracha levatola, so that's going to be true when it comes to brachas as well. So therefore comes along Rabbi Kivager and he says, even though I can say till today, tomorrow, Isaac, Hashem, Hashem, I love Hashem, 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 right? We can dance and we can talk about Hashem till today and till tomorrow. No problem. That's not a problem. That's not saying Hashem's name in vain. That's not lack of Meira Shamayim, like the Gemara in Tamura says, for me to say Shem Adnus, or to say a shame of Kedusha. But once I say what? Baruch Atah Zok Reb Kiva Eger, according to Shitas HaRambam, you just were, yeah, you're over an Issur D'oraisa of Loisisa. Because the halacha that carries over from Shvuah carries over to Bracha. So Emela says to Rabbi Eger, you can't get out of a new way of Safik Brachas by saying, Hashem She'inam Nimchokim, even if you pass it like the Shach. Rav Moshe is not even convinced to pass it like the Shach. In addition to this argument that Rav Moshe has, that Rav Moshe says, a tainu ha.
if you yoytze a bracha, you have to say that it's a leisisa. In order to have the capacity, to have the potential, it means it has to carry the achrayus, it has to carry the responsibility, it has to carry the iser. What these gedolim were contemplating were saying, let's create a bracha without the what? Without the negative side. Without the damage. Zucker Moshe can't exist. In addition to the fact that we have to be choshish for the shittas that think God is God. And that's the minig that many of you have met. It's from that Rav Moshe, Mistama, where people don't say God. Oh my God.
So would the concession? You just can't say God.
Right, right. Because God is the exact
translation.
Hashem is referring to the name. But it's not exact, it's not his translation, right?
Rav Moshe saying what that.
Meaning, according to the Chavis Yar, you would be allowed to erase Hashem, but you would not be allowed to erase God. Yeah.
Moshe saying what?
That first of all, the Shach, it's not everyone convinced of the Shach. But even without that, Dr. Moshe, without arguing like Reb Kiva Eger, but I believe he says the same argument as, no, didn't Reb Moshe also have the second argument like Reb Kiva Eger? He says it's Hainu Hach. That if you're going to have the Isser, anyone have Reb Moshe here? If you're going to have the issue of, it's all right. If you're going to have the issue of what? The bracha working, you have to carry on in the yisr of loisisa. And you can't have a bracha without being a potential bracha levatol.
He disagrees with
that. What?
Rebbe Eger disagrees with that?
No. I'm saying that he adds the same argument as Rebbe Eger. That's what I'm saying.
So what's the difference?
Rebbe Moshe doesn't mention the Rebbe Eger.
I'm saying, what's the difference?
Rebbe Moshe also has the taina that the paschal. You have the Rebbe Moshe? You maybe get it. Rebbe Moshe starts off the tshuva saying that not everyone agrees to the shach. He says the chavaz yar.
Meaning
he has two arguments.
You could say the same thing whether or not you agree to the shach or not.
Huh?
I mean, Rebbe Kiva Eger is.
You cannot agree with the Rebbe Kiva Eger and still hold that it's usher for another reason. That God b'shar l'shaynus is even if it's.
I thought we were just saying that they might be able to erase
the shach and that.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't talk about a translation. Gemara is just talking about other Sheamus in Hebrew. Let's see Lashon Revelation. It was very bothered that he didn't quote Reb Kiva Eger. Ba'athim yoymer kol anusach ha-bracha b'loshon ha-rami ha-re shayach ma-shechidish ha-oz lekach shas bracha l'vatola im neima ka-shach yoredei esim in kufay in tes the got b'loshon ashkenaz u-boig b'loshon pulin we know one word of Polish bug I don't even know if I'm saying it right b'rosya mutter limchik you're allowed to erase it b'neima shekamo kein mutter laskir al-chinam so say you could also incorporate it into the bracha. So if he's a gam rachmana b'loshan arami hu ikar Hashem mutal limchik ulhaskir achinam umikomok yotza ba'abracha. Just like our Gemara says, you could say rachmana, you could erase rachmana, and yet you're yotza the bracha by saying it. The Torah claimer shekain sover aruch hashulchan ukedkazo shabar aruch hashulchan. This is what the aruch hashulchan says based on our Gemara of rachmana. Aval achavis yarshei v'bigol yamar shah b'simin kufayin tes v'pishka tshuba simin reishayin vav sivkot nidal sheoser limchok. So first argument, first of all, is that not everyone agrees to the shach. That you can't erase a translated name. The shame of Lashon Laz could go in got, the Lashon Ashkaz, or boga, the Lashon Poilin, Urusio, Kiagamna, Afsha Shame Zet, Embo Kdushabo, Isios, Ksivoso, Umutalim Choiko, Shahuka Shach, even though the Mishabura quotes the shach, the Komakom Yeshbo Mishum Bizoyan Bazkaroso, Bamakom Tinoifus. So first of all, Ramesha says that. What Bluestein wanted to argue, just because you could erase it, doesn't mean what? You could bring it to in the bathroom. And you could be mevazeh. Okay? So that's another argument. So it's a little different than what I said. Rav Moshe is saying, just because you're allowed to erase something, doesn't mean you're allowed to be mevazeh. And what's the isser of saying Shem Shamayim Levatola? Bizei Shem Shamayim. So comes along Rav Moshe and he says, if you argue like those poskim, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that says what? Even though I'm allowed to what?
erase. I'm not allowed to just be mevaze. So memela, that's going to be a reason, another reason why to argue with the Aruch HaShulchan. That's why we don't say God, 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 God. That's that, right? Sheim came gam rachmona shabaloshen arami hu ikar al shem Hashem yisbarach ein lazkiru levatola. So according to this Rav Moshe, according to this argument, Rabbi Yisai, it would be wrong to start saying rachmona, rachmona, right? Because lefi Rav Kiva Eiger, that's why he doesn't quote Rav Yehuda. He's saying a different argument. Lefi Rav Kiva Eiger, everyone with me? Let's chazer. So after Baisha, first of all, your whole foundation to say in B'makom Safik Brachas and Shar L'Shoynus is to hold like the Shach. So he says, first of all, the Chavis Yar doesn't hold like the Shach. And maybe a translated name is has Kedusha. But even if you argue like the Shach, and the Mishnah Berurah who does accept the Shach, and you can, right? So after Baisha, there's still a tzad to say that I shouldn't be mevazeh that shame B'loshon Laz, which would mean what? Even Shemus that I'm allowed to be Moichik and I'm allowed to erase, I'm still not allowed to be Mevazeh. And that would be an argument, Sakhtar Moshe, not to just say God, oh my God, right? That's where oh my gosh comes from, right? Shem Ken Gam Rachmanesh B'Lashon Arami. So it would come out according to Rav Moshe, for you to just say Rachmona outside of the context of a bracha, that would be a problem, right? And Rav Moshe is holding in agreement with Rav Kiva Eiger that when you say Baruch Rachmana, you are making a bracha levatala. Right? Not like the Aruch HaShulchan of Bnei Yeshua is saying that it's just a safe way. Because this is an area that it's usher to be mevaz Hashem b'lashon las. So it's a bracha for another reason. Rav Kiva Eiger is arguing a different argument than Rav Moshe Chevra. Rav Kiva Eiger is arguing that I don't care what the halacha is about mechika. I don't care what the Shach Paskins. Once I say it b'toyras bracha, once I say it in a context of a shvua, now that takes on a new meaning. And now I created an iser. Whereas Rav Moshe is saying, no, it's Rav Moshe is saying that there's value to the shame.
No matter how you say it.
Right. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, don't even say, oh my. So Rabbi Yisai, we have three arguments of why machmas our Gemara, why a person can't say that he could just get out of his yotze, his din of safek brachas through a translated way of referring to Hashem. According to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Pshat Nar Gemara of Baruch Rachmana was that what? It's in the context of a bracha, so now it's Haskar Hashem Shemayim. According to Rav Moshe, either we hold a translated name has Kedushin, you can't be Meichik, or even if you could be Meichik, Meichik doesn't necessarily tell me what the dinim, and therefore it would be a bracha of Atola for those reasons. And the fourth shita is the shita of the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch HaShulchan, that what? No, you have an Eitzah from our Gemara, and our Gemara would never carry a bracha levatola. So again, when you close the Gemara in Daf Mem and Beis and you read this new Eitzah, this wild guy that sat at Rav Shechter Yismiel, and he said, Baruch Rachmana Daipita, right? So he didn't say the other brachas. He walked out and he was drunk. It was on Purim, I think. But he walked out and he said one bracha, right? Which is also machlekes of all Gemara brachas are ma'akev, fine. But we assume like that. So now, was he in violation of Brach Levatol? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, according to Pnei Yeshua, maybe he wasn't. According to most poskim, Reb Kiva Eiger and Rav Moshe, for different reasons, that would be an issue of Brach Levatol. And saying Baruch Atah Hashem would be the same thing. What?
It wasn't Brach Levatol, he needed to say.
He needed to say other brachas.
Took care of the first one.
He just said one.
You don't say the second and third, the first one's bracha levatala.
If you hold all the brachas on ma'akid, which is machlokes is rishonim, but yeah. That's the way we pass them, yeah.
We're talking if he said this for the first bracha of bracha achrona?
No, he said baruch rachmana da'i pita. After he passed.
For the first
benching.
So Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch HaShulchan saying that you can, that like the bracha can be chal with the kinoy of Hashem's name, but you're never going to have
right.
A problem.
Yeah, that's why they suggested this Eitzah by Safik Brachos. Rabbi say it's a collector's item, that Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, that would be a big game changer in Halacha if we pass like that. That's the reason Rav Moshe had to stop it.
because we pass myself a brachas lakol that you don't do anything. It's for that reason. But these come up. Moshe Mordechai had this shaila a few weeks ago, or a few months ago. He asked me. He wanted to go back to a bracha in Shmona Esrei. He wanted to say it b'lashon las. So according to the Rav Kivei, according to Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to. Yeah.
How could we read the Gemara if, according to Rav Kivei, like you shouldn't be allowed to say the words?
Well, how do we learn the Gemara?
Saying you shouldn't be able to say the words out loud.
You're assuming that I can't say Shem Shamayim when I learn. Is that Pashin? No. Right.
I can't just, if I'm reading the Gemara.
When the Gemara says an entire Lashon, are you, is it Pashin that you can't say it, it's Kitzurasa? When it says, my Mevarchin and Azu, and the Gemara says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. So if you assume that you're not allowed to, this is a discussion Rav Nissim Kaplan has in his Sefer Shalmei Nissim. If you assume that you're not allowed to say Shem Shamayim when you're learning, so it's a good question. So how do you get around that you just made a bracha lakol? Well, if you say Baruch Rachmana Dai Pita,
going to Kirega, it's the same thing.
No, but I didn't say Malka.
So then,
by the way, maybe that's the reason the Gemara never said it. Because of Isaac's question. Because the Gemara didn't want you to be saying a bracha vatal. So Avad, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you needed to say Melech. And the Gemara just presented the Machlokes Tanam of Baruch Rachmana Dai Pita in that way in order to get around bracha vatal. Again, according to Rabbi Yossi, he would say absolutely not. According to Rabbi Meir, that would, right.
But then according to Rav Moshe, if you just say that Hashem still has some Kedusha, then you wouldn't even be able to say even without,
I can't say Rachmana.
Yeah.
Why is it different than saying God? So I don't know if that's true, meaning the Gemara is saying that you're not allowed to mention Shem Shamayim. The Isser to say Hashem's name is not the same as Lo Sisa. When the Gemara in Tmura says you're not allowed to just enunciate Hashem's name and say, so the Gemara is saying because you're being Mavaza Shem Shamayim. So I think everyone would agree if I'm saying, right, like the Sfardi Rabbanim, they don't say Elokim. They say Elo, because the answer is that they wouldn't say Baruch Levatala. They wouldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Mechalom. I don't think you'll meet any Sfardi Rabbi will do that. That's a separate issue. That's a lot. That's Lo Sisa. Especially according to you, passing like the Rama. But if you say Elokim, so we're nervous about it. But the Pashtus is, I'm doing it to teach Hashem's Torah. That's not a bizayon Hashem. Adrabah, I'm trying to teach you. So to say, for me to even say God right now, when I'm teaching you Torah, I don't even think the Chavis Yorah would have a problem with that. I don't even think Rav Moshe would have a problem with that. I'm doing it to Torah's Talmud Torah. For me to say it in a bathroom, that's horrible. And maybe according to the Shach, that wouldn't be the case. But Rav Moshe thinks that even the Shach would have a problem with that. That's what you could argue. But to say it in the Derech Talmud Torah, this is the Oisiyos of Shem Shamayim is all Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think you have to say that. In Achanami, it's a good Har. You have to be Magdi if he's in. But the Isser of being Master Shem Shamayim Levatola and the Isser of Brach Levatola are one's a lav and one's a mitzvah. What?
Yeah.
I think the Gemara is Tvura Daf Gimel. Tmura Daf Gimel, I think the Gemara says Mar Shemayim.
Quoted in the piece.
Tmura Daf Gimel, yeah. Yeah, Aaron.
So we're saying, Isaac's saying that.
But at the end of the day, everybody says this song of Baruch Atah is a problem.
Why? Because
it's Baruch Levatol.
But that's Mavaz Hashem's name. Aren't
you saying Hashem?
What? Yeah.
Saying Hashem is not saying Hashem.
It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu
it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but you're not saying that. Saying his name.
You're saying it's less than a Shem Hashem B'Lashon Laz.
Yeah, you're saying the name.
Hashem's from a pasuk.
You want to argue that Reb Kiva Eger would be Moide if I say Hashem, even though I'm referring to God. It's not Shem Shamayim B'Laz. Baruch Atah Hashem, the name.
But neither is saying like Chanun or Rafu, and those other examples he brings.
Right.
Those are not Hashem's. Exactly. Not
right.
Well, Hashem's
those are descriptions of Hashem.
Yeah, this isn't any description.
So this is a way to describe Hashem. You're saying Hashem doesn't have that attribute?
No, it's not.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Lamaisa, you're not referring to God, you're referring to a quality. It's a way for me to mention God. So I can mention him by saying that he's a Chanun, he's a Rachum, which has no kedusha to it whatsoever, and it's not a translation of his name. But once it's said in the context of a bracha, that's a problem. So too, if I know who I'm referring to in the context of a bracha with Hashem, it should be the same Isser, the bracha.
So I can say anything if I'm just referring.
I think so. I think so. In the bracha, anything that's clearly that you're referring to God's attributes, I think so. To God, I think that's a problem.
From the context and your kavanah, probably.
Yeah.
So if I say bless the name, that's a problem.
According to Rabbi Kidaniger, and you translate every word.
I said the name. I didn't say Hashem. I said the name. That's a problem.
That's what Hashem is.
If you continue with I understand that now the name is usher to say. If you continue with Elokeinu Melech Haolam, because you're saying the name that I'm referring to is our God, the King of the world.
Elokeinu is also an issue.
You're saying the entire creation of the name was to get around this issue.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, but it's from a positive, it refers to Hashem by Hashem.
Isn't Elokeinu also an issue? Yeah, they say Elokeinu anyway.
That's where it comes from?
Yeah. Positive refers to Hashem out of Hashem.
So then that becomes, so then that's
what I'm saying. So
not like Jonah.
So it is a problem.
Yeah.
You're following it up with Malach Olam, so it's very clear what you're referring to.
Right.
That's where we get it.
But even if you don't say, right, because you need Malach Olam because of Rav Yochanan. Yeah. According to Rav, you wouldn't need Malach Olam.
Right, you wouldn't need it.
And you don't even need the exact translation of the bracha according to the way the Gemara passed it over here. So it's a problem. Yeah. I think any way you're clearly referring to Hashem in the context of the bracha would be a problem. Rabbi Isai, yeah.
What about, when counting people, you don't say Oshia Sanecha, you say, the bracha lamotzi, because people do that all the time. That should be the same thing. Why do people do it?
They shouldn't do it.
They shouldn't do it.
Doesn't the Gemara tell you to count like that?
No.
What was that?
That was within.
Taisus says that you should. Taisus says that it should. It. What did Taisus say?
Says the
ten fingers, and that's connected the ten, yeah. The ten
words.
And then I mentioned that that's what people use to count ten. I don't think McMartin says that. Yeah, no, I don't see why it's different than the song.
Some people use Shalom Sani Yishalom
in. I hear it. It's important halachas, everybody says. It's important halachas. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah speaks this out anywhere.
And we're knowing about this.
Yeah. Rav Shaftah thinks that the song is wrong.
But is there a difference?
Based on this, tshuva.
Is there a difference between being Mevaz Hashem?
But I think Rav Meisha would say the same thing.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, I could hear Jonah's argument actually more in Rav Meisha. Maybe according to Rav Meisha, you would be able to say what you're saying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because Rav Meisha is all about what the name is. Rav Kiva Eger is taking a totally different route.
It's in the context.
Yeah, exactly.
Kiva Eger said, you could just say Rachmana, you'd be fine. It's
right.
Not in the context.
Right.
Whereas we're saying,
Kiva Eger is accepting the premise of the Shach.
Yeah,
saying God has no kedusha, and you could bring it into a bathroom, you have no problem. But still, you can't make a bracha b'lashon laz. Rabbi Isai, I think, did we finish the Maor Mekoymus? We just have this last taisus, Rabbi Isai. But I'd like to get to this last kasha that I had about Shemei Kaina to that Rabbi Yoina and Megillah. Here to Hashem, Rabbi Isai, and then we'll go weiter to the next sugya. Habolinu l'taybe. Yeah, but I really want to. I'm going to send. I might send Makaris on that Gemara Megillah. I'll be in touch with you.
Rav Moshe is only more machmir. So how that behaves?
Rav Moshe. No, I'm saying Jonah's argument about Hashem. If you say that Hashem, the name might be more powerful than the translation.
Why? I think the Torah adopter refers to Hashem.